Proclamation number 6297 of 28th of June, 1955. Divine guidance. You are brought together according to my will, as is successful for your spiritual activity and always such that you can serve me to the best of your ability, that you can guide my word everywhere, which I sent to you from above, that you can proclaim the gospel wherever it is only willingly listened to. Nothing happens arbitrarily and nothing comes to you by chance. Everything is fixed in my plan from eternity. It can only be utilized differently. Whatever is left to your free will, therefore you can regard everything that happens in your spiritual activity as my guidance. You can regard all people as having been brought to you by me, with whom you can talk about my ward and spiritual conversations. You can regard every change in your own situation as beneficial for your vineyard work, and every day will be directed by me such that you will be able to progress if you have the serious will to do so. And you should keep this in mind, especially in the coming time, that I direct your destiny, that everything only ever comes as it is to come, so that you can be active in a redeeming sense. For often you will not understand that I lead you along paths which hardly seem feasible to you. Yet the aim is glorious and can only be reached through such paths. And as soon as you believe that I myself always walk beside you, as soon as you start and end every day with me, blessings will lie on everything you undertake, even if no earthly advantage arises from it. Then you must always know that I bring everything about as it comes, and that it is its wise reason, for I overlook the effect and everything comes to you according to it. The number of those who are seriously willing to serve me and in the last time before the end want to help me establish my kingdom amongst humanity is truly very small. But anyone who has this will I seize with all my love, and his earthly life is now fully regulated according to this will. The human being himself would often act differently out of his will if he had not already submitted his will to me beforehand, so that I can now direct him to be an efficient laborer for me in my vineyard. Yet I require his complete devotion to me for this. But then he can be fully confident that I will also include his earthly hardship and worries in my plan, that I will solve everything at the right time which worries him as an inextricable tangle. For if he wants to serve me, then I will also serve him, and that spiritually as well as earthly. But my love and wisdom often have other ways than seem good to the human being. Yet I never want his harm, and never do I abandon him in times of earthly adversity. I regulate everything, yet at my discretion, so that it ultimately serves the spiritual development of the human being himself and many fellow human beings who are entrusted to him, whom he can help and whom I therefore guide to him. Trustingly leave everything to me, that I will arrange it for you and you will truly do the right thing, for who could care for you more lovingly than Roman one, into whose service you have voluntarily entered? My aim is only ever the beatification of my creatures. Whatever can be done for this I truly do, and if you want to help me this will certainly not be to your detriment. But you must always know that everything is arranged by me and always serves you for the best, that all situations in life, good as well as bad, serve you to mature yourselves, but also always open doors for you where new work is waiting for you, because your actual task consists of diligently working in my vineyard, for my kingdom will last forever, but the earthly kingdom will pass away as soon as the time is fulfilled. Amen.